I don't know. I think lots of people have this concept in their mind where they think about, because I did, and I'm saying this because I had this concept in my mind that, you know, that we receive by faith. And, you know, there's a lot of people that believe that God just does things and he does it just because he wants to. But I believe there's a large number of people that do believe that you receive by faith and that that God doesn't just do something just because he wants to or doesn't want to. Like everybody, well, not everybody, but lots of people think that things that happen, like everything is just controlled by God. If it happened, you know, God wanted it to happen. And if it didn't happen, well, God didn't want it to happen. So that's a very wrong mentality. The right mentality is that we receive by faith in Jesus. And that's what Miss Lindsay was talking about. She was just saying that that Jesus finished everything. And because he finished everything, he's just showing us about what he already did so that we can believe it and therefore receive from it. Okay? The reason why people don't receive from God today is not because Jesus didn't already do it for them, actually. Like, to say, for instance, somebody's not feeling well. To say that we're going to see whether God wants to heal them or not is silly because God already healed them. So it's not a matter of whether God wants to prosper you, whether God wants to make you wealthy, or whether God wants to heal your body, or whether God wants to work in your life, or whether God wants to bless this area of your life or that area of your life. Like, God's not making that decision anymore. He already made that decision one time. He sent Jesus. And we could do a whole teaching on each one of those things, but God already made that decision. So God's not deciding today whether he wants to heal you or not, because he already made that decision. Any provision, just so you know, that God wants to give you has to be paid for, because we don't deserve it, so someone else has to pay for it. We couldn't pay for it ourselves, right? And you know, right, that nothing you receive from God could you have paid for, so we needed someone else to pay for it. And obviously we know the only payment God's ever going to send, he already sent. So that means everything's already provided. You're not waiting for a glorified body even. You're not waiting for anything. God has already done everything, including your glorified body. God's already provided your glorified body. God's already done all these things. We're not even waiting for a glorified body. To say we're waiting for it means that God didn't already provide it. The Bible actually, in other terms, I won't explain this all, but the Bible really says that your glorified body is basically inside of you right now. Because Jesus already provided everything that needs to be provided. And if you're a Christian, everything that Jesus has wanted to provide you or ever would make the decision to want to give you, he already put on the inside of you. So that's it's erroneous, I guess is the right word, to wonder if God wants to do this in your life or not, because in a manner of speaking, he already did that for you, because Jesus already did it at the cross. And like I said, just think about this with me, because lots of people debate that as to whether, no, God doesn't provide that for everybody, but just come at it from a Jesus perspective, not a I've heard this before perspective. Come at this from a Jesus perspective. To think that God hasn't, what God has provided, he provided for everybody, all exactly the same. Like, in other words, the reason why we see different amounts of fruitfulness in our life is not because God provided different things for each person. It's because we all, our understanding is different. And that's the reason why. And there are, you know, there's more I could go into that. But the truth is, God provided the same thing for everybody. People say, well, maybe God wants this person to have this much money and wants them to be poor, and God wants other people to be wealthy. God wants other people to be healed, and God wants other people to be sick, and God wants other people to have this status, and God wants other people to have this status. And no, God, again, God's not making that decision today. Knowing that everything that we receive from God needs to be paid for, what payment do you think that you're waiting for in the future that God's going to send? None, right? God already sent a payment for everything that he wanted to give us, and that's Jesus. And how many people did Jesus die for? We know, I could go through verse to prove that, but Jesus is the Savior of the world. When he came to save the entire earth. So God has paid the same thing for everybody to have the same thing. Everybody has provided the same thing. But the reason why people sometimes don't see what they want to see in their life, and this is what I'm getting to, is that we need to be taught, exactly as Miss Lindsay just said, we need to be taught about what God's already provided us in Jesus, right? And for those of us that have been around here for a while, you know that. This is the truth of it, that Jesus has provided everything. We have everything. We don't need to get something from God. Again, I'm going to refer to what Miss Lindsay said again. We're not learning so that we can become more mature. We're not learning so that we can become better Christians. We're learning because we have already become as mature as we're ever going to be. We've already become as blessed as we're ever going to be. It's all on the inside of us, and we need to learn about it because we just don't know. how mature, how blessed we already are in Christ. Because we don't know how blessed we are is why it doesn't manifest through us. It's inside of us, but you need to learn these things in order for them to manifest through you. So this is why it's so important to listen to Jesus, because God is the only one that can teach you about what you have living inside of you right now. Anyone that has received Jesus is fully complete in Christ. You know, it's not a matter of, like, most people think that as we learn the Word of God, we're just becoming, you know, like, we're a work in progress, and we're learning the Word of God, and God is improving us every day. But God's not improving you every day. You're already as improved as you'll ever be as a Christian. Inside of you, the Bible says your spirit is 100% perfect. Your body is something you're already free from. You can read Romans 7 for that. Paul was praying about that. In Romans 7, you're free from this flesh. This is not you anymore. The Holy Spirit sets you free from the flesh. You are 100% righteous, 100% complete, 100% full in your spirit right now. And you are not learning because you're a work in progress. You're learning because you're finished and you don't know it. That's the only reason why we come to church, is to be encouraged in the fact that I got something that I don't know right now. And if anyone thinks in here, no, I do know, then that just shows your lack of knowledge in saying that. Because we are learning. If you didn't, can I say this? If you knew everything Jesus did for you, your life would be perfect right now. I didn't say your situations around you would be perfect. No, because the earth is fallen. But you're not fallen. Okay, so that's no excuse to live like a fallen earth. You're not fallen. People say, you know why things happen to us? It's because we live in a fallen world. But then in the next breath, we say, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So there's no excuse for living like a fallen world, because you're not fallen. You got picked up, if you want to say it that way. Jesus is inside of you. You're perfect. You're complete. When God looks at you, he sees nothing but righteousness and perfection and fullness, because he doesn't regard you as your deeds anymore, because you're forgiven. You could go on and on to name everything that we've been given in Christ, but the point is that you are perfect before God today. You are perfect before God. If you've received Jesus, you're perfect. If you've never made that decision for yourself to believe on him, then you're not today. Because none of us can be of ourselves. We all had to have believed on Jesus. So you had to believe on Jesus and receive that. But if you have believed on Jesus, say, I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. I believe that he took everything I wasn't supposed to be so he can make me who I was supposed to be. And if you believe that, then guess what? Inside of you right now is absolutely perfect, and God regards you as perfect. And you say, but what if I do something wrong? I said something stupid, and I do stupid stuff, and I thought that wrong thought. But the thing is, all of your deeds are forgiven. They were condemned in the body of Jesus already. God punished Jesus for everything that you could ever do. He punished Jesus for it at the cross, and Jesus bore that and received that for us. So God doesn't have to regard you anymore according to your deeds. He put that full righteousness of himself on the inside of you. And so when we're learning, we're not learning to get something from God. I'm really just rehashing everything Ms. Lindsay just said. We're not learning to get something from God. We're not learning because we're a work in progress. I am not a work in progress. You can say that about yourself, but as a wise man once said, I'm not going to agree with you, or else we'd both be wrong. And that's the truth. And whenever he says that, there's a certain man named Andrew Womack. Every time he said that, it's the truth. Because we want to, like, sometimes say, like, oh, no, you're entitled to your opinion. But not really. If you want to know the truth, you're not really entitled to your opinion. It's not true. You're not a work in progress. We're not going through this process of becoming more like Jesus. I'm not. You know why? Because I've received Jesus. If you haven't received Jesus, then no, you're not like Jesus right now. But I'm like Jesus right now. You know why? Because I've believed on him, and I've received his finished work. And if it's really a finished work and I've received it, why am I not finished then? It doesn't make any sense. We say finished work. You know, I'm not impressed when people say fancy words like that sound really gospel anymore, because I know in the next breath they're probably going to contradict themselves. Finished work, but then we're a work in progress, so it's not finished then. You know what I mean? Finished work, but we're still waiting for something when Jesus comes back. Then it's not finished then. You know what I mean? It's either finished or it's not finished. And I'm going to take Jesus' word for over yours when he said it's finished. So if I've received that, then I'm finished. And God doesn't need to work on me anymore. Why would God need to do more work when his son already did everything for me and I've already received that, in quotes, finished work? Then I don't need to be healed anymore. I don't need to be improved. And God doesn't look at me and say, we need to work on you a little bit more. God looks at me and says, perfect. In equal measure to where he can look at his right hand and say, perfect. He can look at me the same exact way, just as much as he's pleased with Jesus, as much as God's pleased with me today, and he's pleased with you if you've received him. Why? Because it's done already, and God already did what's necessary on the cross through Christ to finish the work on you. And so when we learn, we're not learning to be a work in progress. We are learning because you have been made perfect and you've been given everything. And many of us, and more so than we should lots of times, we don't understand the perfection, the righteousness, and the completion that God's already given us. It's called the renewal of our mind. And it's just, you know, and even that truth is on the inside of us. But this mind doesn't understand who we are in Christ now. So God wants to show you, and this is from God right now, that God wants to show you who you are in him. Because many of us, there's areas in our life where we struggle sometimes, and it's only because of one reason. You do not understand in that area who you are in Christ. It's not a matter of understanding who someone else is in Christ. You have to understand, because you're you, who you are in Christ. Loving your neighbor doesn't come from knowing who they are in Christ. Loving your neighbor, any good fruit you want to see in your life, comes from knowing who you are in Christ. You don't got to get to know who is somebody else in Christ. And you don't have to look at somebody else and judge yourself by them. You have to understand who you are because of what Jesus did for you. The best thing you can do for your family is know who you are in Christ. Because you can't utilize anything, even toward your family, if you don't know it, what you have in you. So you have to drop trying to take care of everybody else, and drop trying to know all these other things and try all these other tricks. You got to know who you are in Christ, and God wants to teach you that. If you know who you are in Christ, everything that's in you in Christ is going to become effective toward all these other people. So you drop looking at everybody else. You drop this, oh, I have to fix this and fix that. You know, you have to know who you are in Jesus. Everything Jesus came to do was for you. That means if you've received it, something should be a little bit different about you then. If his work is really so perfect and his work was for you, you should be a little bit different now. And we need to learn that. So that's why we come here. We need to be encouraged, and regardless of where we are, taught by the Holy Spirit as to what we've been given in Christ. And that is going to change you, but it's also going to be the best thing you can do for every single person. It's the best thing you can do for this entire earth. It's the best go green thing you could possibly do is know Jesus. Everything else is just vain striving for nothing, really. Knowing Jesus is the only thing that helps this earth, your family, yourself, know who you are in Christ. That's it. Not somebody else, you. Jesus died for you. You have need to know him and what he did for you, all right? So that's really, really, really important. And God wants to teach you, so it's important to listen to Jesus, right? All right, so you know, we're going to pray for offering if you want to give today. We don't give because we have to give a certain amount or something like that. We give because we're in the New Testament and all shadows have passed away and we have the reality that is Christ. So we practice that and we just give because we want to support the word and we don't give for any other reason here. You're not going to get any more blessed, right? Because it's finished, right? So you give because you want to give toward the word if that's important to you. If this word taught here is important. So, all right, so let's just pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for all that you've already done in Jesus, but not just for what you did in Jesus, but Father, I thank you that you made us receivers of that, and we are pleasing to you today, Lord. And Lord, if we think otherwise, it's just because possibly maybe it's something we heard, Lord, or our conscience maybe, Lord, but regardless, it's not your voice. If we feel anything less than thank you, Jesus, for what you did, and I'm like you now. No, that should be our perception. Father, it's not about self-esteem, because we did nothing of ourselves to receive what we received. We don't esteem ourselves, Lord. We don't esteem ourselves. We don't even have a self to esteem anymore, because it's just Jesus now. We are just like Jesus now. It's all his attributes in us. We have no self to esteem anymore as believers. We are not ourselves anymore. We're who Jesus is. So we just esteem him to know who we are. Father, I pray that we'd understand that. Everything that was said today, Lord, is not about self-esteem. That's a worldly way of saying things, because the world has a self to esteem still, and it's truthfully nothing to esteem. But Lord, we don't have a self to esteem anymore. We just have the fullness of Christ in us. Every attribute of Jesus, every perfect and pleasing thing about his thoughts is in us. We have a perfect mind. I'm not talking about our physical mind, right? I'm talking about inside of you, right? In your spirit, in the unseen inside of you. You think perfect thoughts all day long. You have perfect ideas all day long. You have perfect faith on the inside of you, perfect knowledge of the truth on the inside of you. You have nothing short of everything Christ has. And God wants to teach you about that if you'll just listen to him. He doesn't want you to start studying. All your study is not going to produce any knowledge. He wants to teach you about all the things he's already given you through his son, Jesus. So, Father, I pray that we'd listen to you. Say, Jesus, I'm just going to acknowledge you and say, Lord, you teach me. I'm gonna, all day long, Lord, I'm going to just acknowledge you. I don't got to do the understanding. I'm just going to acknowledge you so you can speak to me during my day about who I am in you. That's how it happens. Acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path. Acknowledge the Lord, and he's going to show you the truth. So thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. We are perfect today. Feeling anything less than that, Lord, is to not esteem your work, Lord. We will esteem your work, Jesus, and say it is finished. And I thank you, Lord, that that work was for me. That work was for us together here today. So we thank you, Father, for that. For all that have received it, you've been made perfect in him. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for the rest of the service, and we thank you so much, Lord, for everything, Lord, that you're going to speak. And Father, I pray that you speak and that you would hear for us. You do everything, Lord, and we just entrust everything to you. We thank you for that. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, we just thank you for everyone that gives, and we thank you, Lord, that they're giving to something good. So we thank you for that, and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.